This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Thornton police fatally shot a 29-year-old man this morning on northbound Interstate 25. At about 7:30 a.m., Thornton police responded to 911 calls about a man walking in traffic. When police arrived on the scene, the man, quote, presented a weapon, according to officers, and was shot. The Adams County Coroner's Office is working to identify the man and notify his relatives. The 17th Judicial District Critical Incident Response Team is investigating, and involved officers are on administrative leave. The State Health Department is adding some new information to its COVID-19 wastewater surveillance dashboard. As CPR Health reporter John Daly explains, the aim is to make the data easier to understand.
Wastewater surveillance has proven to be a reliable tool to see when and at what levels COVID-19 is present in a community. Used in combination with other measures, public health officials say it helps track COVID-19 disease transmission. But the viral concentrations found in wastewater samples can vary quite a bit. That makes the data hard to interpret. Now the State Health Department is adding color-coded trend classifications to its online dashboard to help the public use the data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The agency plans to publish the data weekly on Wednesdays. Denver Metro home values fell for the second consecutive month in August. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says in a report that interest rates are behind the declines. Still, the median home value in the area, which includes Boulder and Broomfield, is $579,000, which is up significantly from a year ago. Right now in Boulder, it's 91 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.